Right now, Congressman Don Manzullo with us for a bit of time here this morning. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you? I can barely hear you.
Oh, we'll see if, is that any better here?
Yeah, tell me to get some new microphones.
I'll see if I can just shout louder.
There you are.
Wanted to ask, of course, about the Thompson prison situation. I know there's been some changes this week. Before we get there, though, we had talked a bit in the last half hour about Congressman Joe Sestak, who's won the nomination for the Democrat U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania. There's some controversy now about whether he was offered a job to get out of the race, what happened there. Sestak says yes. The White House is saying nothing wrong happened. But, you know, you've served with Joe Sestak for a bit in Congress. What's your read on the situation? What would you like to see happen?
Well, I believe him. He said that before the primary, and he said it after the primary, that someone from the White House told him that if he dropped out of the primary, that he'd get some cushy federal job. And the cushy federal job, and that's a felony. You can't do that. But that's typical Chicago-style politics, if you want to put any type of a name on it. And he's sticking to his story. That's going to become extraordinarily important as the election goes on, because if he says this happened and he doesn't go any further in it, he could become pounding a felony. So this is very, very serious. I mean, this is not the way a republic should be run, where people are given threats or promises to be involved in a race or not be involved in a race. It's extraordinarily serious.
Yeah, it's a little strange, too. I mean, he's admitting that this event happened and has said so a couple of times, but won't kind of give any leads or give any identification. I mean, if a crime occurred and he's unwilling to give information, that seems to be yet another problem that could unravel
then becomes,
here.
Then it becomes a mark on his character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just don't do that. When he first said that, you know, people said, well, you know, that's what happens in politics. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem with politics. That's why people don't like Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 17% approval rating of Congress is extraordinarily high, as far as I'm concerned. I would give it a zero. If you take a look at the games that are going on, the tremendous amount of spending, the spending money that does not exist, to come in with calling deficit financing or deficit spending an investment, and just pushing us deeper and deeper towards financial failure. I mean, I was with the president of Italy yesterday, President Napolitano, is making the rounds, and 84-year-old fellow. He's not the head of the government, because the prime minister is.
Mm-hmm.
But Napolitano, I asked him. I said, "What would happen if the Greeks default on the money that they're getting from the United States and from Europe?" And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "What happens if they go back to the drachma and not?" You know, and get rid of the euro. And it was, you know, the room got pretty quiet. It was a very serious question. And he said, the congressman, he said, "I think that'd be the collapse of the European Union." You know, we don't need countries spending more than they're taking in. We don't need the United States to be competing to become a member of the European Union by taking on this extraordinary debt and by this intolerable spending that's going on. We had a bill that came up about 3 weeks ago, a euphemistic sounding bill to the effect of common sense language in bills and regulations. So, well, that's interesting. In other words, to force the people who write the bills and the regulators, people who write the regulations, to use more common sense English. I said, well, that makes sense. But I looked at it. You know what the cost to the taxpayer is? $25 million.
It shouldn't be that tough to find some words.
Yeah. I mean, $25 million for software to have seminars, to publish manuals, to publish regulations, printing costs, just so that the bureaucrats, the member of Congress, can use plain language in the bills and regulations that are coming forth from Washington, D.C. I mean, no wonder people are upset with Congress.
Yeah.
I just, you know, we've just got to stop this spending that's going on. It's out of control.
Congressman Don Manzullo with us on Straight Talk here on WROK. Wanted to talk to you. There's been a little bit of news this week. The Thompson Prison's been on the, on the back burner for a little bit. It hasn't at least been front of the mind. But some action this week in the House Armed Services Committee. Where are we standing now on Thompson as both a potential destination for Guantanamo Bay prisoners?
I've always been in favor of Thompson being used as a standalone state prison for which it was designed several years ago and built, or selling it to the federal government. And I've always been opposed to moving Gitmo from Cuba to anywhere in the United States, including Thompson, Illinois. I was at Gitmo about 3 weeks ago. There are 1,950 people that guard 183 terrorists spread throughout seven different camps. And what they want to do is to try to replicate what's at Gitmo at Thompson. Well, it cost $350 million to build the facilities in Gitmo, and they want to move that to Thompson, Illinois, which would cost somewhere between $150 and $200 million. That's a huge amount of money. And I said, look, we don't want these terrorists. When I talked to the military down there, the people, the Navy and the Army, and they said, we just think it's crazy that Congress would even be discussing moving Gitmo, he said, because of the innate terrorist threat that it would pose to any place around. I mean, this is not fear-mongering, but it's the position that Catherine Sebelius had when she was governor of Kansas. Mm-hmm. Now she's the secretary of HHS, and there was a plan back then in January to send... actually, a year ago in January, to move Gitmo to Fort Leavenworth. And she said, look, there's no way these people can break out, but the terrorists will create an area of an unsafe area around the Leavenworth prison that could really threaten the national security for the people who live there and the other operations going on. But that's the position I've been taking all along, is that, bring the prison in, but we don't want Gitmo. So Congress has been very upset with trying to move Gitmo in the Defense Authorization Bill, which is up for a vote today. There's a statement in there that says, look it, you're going to have to do, the president's going to have to do something extraordinary and prove to Congress and the American people that there will be no shift in risk, that we won't be wasting money. And for all intents and purposes, Congress has said we're not interested at all in moving Gitmo from its present place to Thompson, Illinois, period.
I was going to say, it seems to me, based on what I've been reading, that at this point, it's less likely that at any point since the conversation started that this will actually happen. Is that a good read?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but what we are pressing the administration is to look at, open up this prison. I mean, the Bureau of Prisons is operating at about 138% of capacity, the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Thompson is a turnkey operation. They don't have to spend a lot of money to turn into a federal prison. That will create a tremendous amount of economic wealth to the people in the Thompson area, create a lot of jobs. And the prison, the people down there who went through the argument 10 years ago as to whether or not they want a state prison, they've already answered that. They said, yes, we'll take the prison, and instead of having the thing sit relatively unused for 8 years, let's open it up as a federal prison. So we wrote to the president, and said, President Obama, please authorize the money, open it as a standalone federal prison. We don't want the terrorists there. And that's what we hope will take place.
What are the chances you think that it would be open as just a federal prison, no Guantanamo Bay prisoners? Is that a likely occurrence?
Well, we're not sure. We're not sure. But I think if it does not open as a federal prison, a federal standalone prison, then we can draw the conclusion that the only reason the president was interested in Thompson was to send the terrorists there.
Right, because they certainly appears they need the space. The space is available in Thompson, which
Absolutely.
Is already a fairly cutting-edge technology in terms of just being built fairly recently. So if they need a space, the space is there.
Right, and the thing is that the Department of Defense had planned on using three of the eight pods at Thompson to house about 48 people. They think that will be the in the end, the total number of people, of terrorists that would be there. Well, those pods hold 200, at least 200 prisoners. And if the federal government utilizes 8 of the pods as opposed to 5/8 of the pods for as a standalone facility for federal prisoners, that's more prisoners, more guards, more economic activity. And that's the way it should be. So we will continue to press the president to open this thing up as a standalone federal prison and fight him on any thoughts that he may have to move the terrorists there.
The president had promised within a year of taking office that Gitmo would be closed. That deadline has long since passed. But do you think that Gitmo will be shut down at any point in the near future?
No, we shouldn't. I mean, we spent between $350 and $500 million to improve the facilities. And I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of folks don't realize is that there are about 20 prisoners to a pod there, and the doors of their cells are open 20 hours a day. And the prisoners have their choice of whether or not they want television, whether they want a small amount of TV or a large amount of TV. And if they have a TV facility, and up to 20 of them can gather per pod, they have the latest electronic listening devices so they can listen to TV and not bother other people that are there. That's extraordinary treatment, but the Gitmo terrorists would be treated under the rules of war. The prisoners, the federal prisoners, would be treated under our own prison system,
mm-hmm.
where there might be one or two per cell, and if it's maximum security, then they'll be jailed most of the time with very little time to go outside. So it's very, very complicated to try to replicate the Gitmo to Thompson. It's extraordinarily expensive, and so let's just bring the prison in, because we need the economic activity down in Thompson, and we need a place to put the additional federal prisoners that are overcrowding our present prisons.
Got about a minute or so left with Congressman Don Mangiello here. Wanted to give you a chance. There was something yesterday that your fellow Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam is behind, and you're joining in too. America Speaking Out, an effort to help kind of create an agenda here in the U.S. that people can share their thoughts. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, people can go right online. Unfortunately, I don't have the address in front of me. I should have.
I've got manzullo.house.gov/AmericaSpeakingOut.
That's right. We have a link to it. But what that does is that gives people the opportunity to speak out, to add items to what they would consider to be a national agenda of priorities that Congress should be concentrating on. And people can go to that website. They can add their additions. They can add their comments on there. And that's the type of stuff that will be used in the upcoming election.
Outstanding. Congressman Don Mangiello, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll talk
later,
again
Scott.
Soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
8:52 here at News Talk 1440.